From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey's foreign ministry said Saturday the Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. The aircraft began attacking IS targets late Friday across the border in Syria that were deemed to be threats to Turkey. After months of delay, Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against Islamic State extremists. Turkish jets use smart bombs to attack IS positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace, and later Turkey granted U.S. jets access to a key airbase close to the Syrian border. Police in Thailand say they've arrested a suspect in connection with the August 17th bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from the Thai capital. The citizenship of the suspect, who was found with Turkish passports, has not been established.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish. And one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name, but the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
The bombing took place at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. This is VOA. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has arrived in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials who asked not to be identified told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. Rice's talks with Mr. Sharif and other Pakistani officials are expected to touch on the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi following violent incidents in the Kashmir region that both nations claim as their territory. She's also likely to discuss Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's effort to negotiate peace with the Taliban. The U.S. military says an Islamic State hacker and recruiter who was high on the U.S. target list was killed in an airstrike in Syria earlier this week. VOA's Carla Babb has details.
Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria, according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out lone wolf-style attacks. The military said Hussein was also responsible for recently releasing personally identifying information of approximately 1,300 U.S. military and government employees. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Former U.S. President Bill Clinton is scheduled to visit the southern U.S. city of New Orleans Saturday to attend ceremonies marking the 10th anniversary of the landfall of Hurricane Katrina, which flooded 80% of the city and killed 1,800 people. Traditional New Orleans brass bands and church bells will mark the day when the extreme storm broke through protective levees and flooded the city. The storm and the flooding destroyed 100,000 homes, displaced a million people, and made Katrina a word synonymous with disaster. New Orleans officials plan to lay wreaths at the sites of some of the worst damage, including the poverty-stricken Lower Ninth Ward. Tropical storm Erica has soaked the Caribbean island of Dominica, leaving 20 people dead. Dominica Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett said Friday Erica brought monumental destruction to the tiny island of nearly 75,000 people. Erica also drenched the Dominican Republic Friday and is set to move over Haiti as the storm weakens. Haiti has opened emergency shelters across the country. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.